This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 17th. I'm Paul Plack. A man who was jogging on the beach was killed Monday evening when he was struck by a Lancair 4P making an emergency landing at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. The Northwest Airlines pilots who had their airmen certificates pulled in an emergency revocation after overshooting Minneapolis by 150 miles have dropped their bid to have those licenses returned. Boeing reports a fourth 787 Dreamliner has now entered the flight test program, with a three-hour flight Sunday from Payne Field in Everett, Washington, to Boeing Field in Seattle. A medical examiner says an R-22 pilot had taken methamphetamine and the generic pain medication propoxyphene before he crashed October 14th in Oklahoma, killing himself and his passenger. American Airlines has canceled 175 pilot furloughs it previously announced. The layoffs were scheduled to take effect April 1st. BRS Aerospace says Boris Popov, its founder and a director of the company, will receive the Sperry Award for 2009. The Experimental Aircraft Association says there will be events scheduled throughout the week of Air Venture this summer, highlighting electric power for aircraft. North American Jet Charter Group announced Monday it has become the first company to receive Part 135 charter approval from the FAA for operation of its fleet of Eclipse 500 very light jets in a single pilot configuration. Apollo 13 commander Jim Lovell and Gene Cernan, the last man to walk on the moon, told the BBC Friday the Obama administration's decision to scrap manned missions back to the moon is a bad idea. And IATA says its recent estimates of airline industry losses for 2010 were 100% too high. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the conclusion of my conversation with EAA's Earl Lawrence about skewed NTSB figures for home-built safety. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.